Matt Traynor joins us this morning on the phone. He's a community organizer for CHUM, and he's also the Northeast Minnesota organizer for the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless. Homeless Day on the Hill just transpired recently, and we're interested in talking to Matt to see what the legislative mood is regarding folks who are homeless and how they can be helped. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So were the legislators open, sympathetic to your concerns about folks that are experiencing homelessness? Or I would imagine that they would be a little bit more, I'm thinking words like mellow and expansive, considering that there is a budget surplus.
Well, our legislators, luckily, every year we have strong support from our area representatives. So one thing that I think is unique about this Homeless Day on the Hill, and we're asking for $130 million in bonding money for affordable housing, is that we actually have strong bipartisan support as well within the state. We're not sure how much the bonding proposal is going to be yet, but we're asking for $130 million, and our representatives have been supporting it very strongly.
Well, that anything that includes bipartisan is kind of good news right off the bat. Now, the Wilder survey that does the one-night homelessness study in the wintertime, it's usually like December-ish. According to their numbers, homelessness in Minnesota is declining. Are we seeing that up here in the Northland?
I think the people I've talked to that really either work in the field or live, you know, experience in different extremes of poverty, whether it be homelessness or not, would probably say it's more stagnant. It's kind of kept the same. We haven't necessarily noticed a decrease ourselves. But we do know one thing, that the population is getting older, and that is one of the things that we're asking for, is the ability to use some of this money on housing with services specifically for people that are 55 years and older and living in low income.
That they did mention that the Wilder findings showed that older adults 55 and over are among the fastest growing population of Minnesotans experiencing homelessness. Is that kind of a natural progression, almost, of, you know, kids needing to go someplace else to find work, and you just kind of the high cost of everything?
Well, I mean, yes, that makes sense. But also at the same time, we know that in 2020, the population of people 55 and older is going to be higher than it's ever been. So it's not just, you know, something that makes sense. Yes, people are getting older, but there's a large population. So we want to get ahead of the curve and be able to, instead of 2020 coming around, I mean, like, why didn't we do something to find more housing for folks that are over 55 to be able to find a place to stay? We want to be proactive and say, hey, we originally wanted about $100 million for bonding money for affordable housing. Well, we want to make that pie bigger. And that's why we asked for $130 million. And the ability to use money on some senior housing would help us be preventive instead of reactive.
Well, us baby boomers are aging, you know, in all areas of the population, whether they're folks that are well off or folks experiencing homelessness. Now, one of the other things that you are suggesting, or that folks that work to fight homelessness in the state are suggesting, is something fairly radical. You're asking for a $100 a month increase in cash assistance for families with kids, and there hasn't been an increase since 1986.
Correct.
And wow.
And the fact that you have to call it radical is sad. And it is, just because it's been so long, but it makes sense. All we're asking is the money that gets put into the MFIT program, instead of it being spent on other costs, that $100 a month gets put back into the pockets of participants on the Minnesota Family Investment Program.
No, it really is sad that these folks have been, I mean, you get cost of living increases, even if you don't get raises at your job, you'll frequently get a cost of living increase. If you are being paid child support, you'll frequently get kind of a cost of living adjustment. But these folks haven't had even a cost of living adjustment since 86.
Correct.
How can that be?
Yeah. One thing that I can say, I think more and more people are starting to realize this is a major issue and we need to do something about it. The governor did include it in his original supplemental budget. So we're hoping that it can move forward this year. We also tried for this 2 years ago and we're not able to get it. Or last year we tried to get it and didn't get it. But we have been able to successfully advocate to be able to count education as a work activity in the MFIT program. So that's also a sign of progress where people are realizing a program that hasn't really changed since 1986 definitely needs to be revamped.
There are people that feel, when you have the opportunity to sit down and talk with them, you can kind of, you know, correct some of these assumptions. But people have a lot of misconceptions. You know, the idea that people that are living on welfare are sitting back with their feet crossed and raking in cash hand over fist. And, you know, they're perfectly able and well and they're just living off the taxpayer's dime. Do you think people and the legislators are starting to become more insightful, become better educated about the issues of homelessness and what's really going on?
I sure hope so. I mean, some of the things that we've seen progress recently makes you think that. And to just kind of say that people are sitting with their feet up, I challenge a lot of people, a family of three, getting $532 a month. You're not going to be able to do much with that. And $100 isn't groundbreaking. But we did ask families what they would use for that $100. And, I mean, people are talking about just a warmer coat, you know, some household items, basic things that we ignore as, you know, if we're comfortable in our financial situation. But families getting only that $530 a month could drastically improve parts of their lives with that extra $100 a month.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us about this morning. And it will be interesting to follow this as it moves through the legislature and see where we end up on the other end of the session. I hope we have a conversation again soon to maybe talk about some new projects going forward here in the Northland.
Would love to.
Thanks again for joining us.
Yep.
Matt Traynor joined us this morning as our guest. He is a community organizer for CHUM and the Northeast Minnesota organizer for the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless.